Money is a touchy subject. It can lead to conflict, or maybe more often, conflict avoidance. Sometimes it's just easier not to talk about what's bothering you with your spouse, with your kids, even with your financial advisor. But our next guest argues that conflict is critical. Author, speaker, psychologist Leanne Davey is here to tell us about her new book, The Good Fight. Hello there.
Hello.
You speak to organizations, you consult to organizations. I know that the workplace is your primary audience, but I think your approach is so relevant when it comes to money, which is why I invited you here. What is a good fight?
A good fight is one that you can get to the other side of. How's that? It's one that you can get on the table and work through so that at the other end of it, you're in a better place, your relationships are stronger, and you like to look at yourself in the mirror. All of those things make a good fight.
You say, quote, conflict is a natural part of healthy relationships and a critical defense against unhealthy. What?
Oh, I know. Well, first of all, it's understanding that conflict is a part of the human condition. You know, things like money, raising kids, that's a recipe for conflict. Making decisions at work, at home, doing things in your community soccer team, all of these things create conflict. So conflict is just a given, but it's when we try and avoid conflict that we get to a really unhealthy place. So we can have healthy, happy relationships if we surface those conflicts and get past them. But the other half, that second half about it's a critical defense, I got thinking about this with the Me Too movement. Mm. And how I realized how many kids like me got taught to mind their own business. Mm. So they stayed out of issues that weren't theirs. And the problem is when you're locked in an issue, particularly if you're the victim, it's really hard to get yourself out of it. And it's actually other people who can get into the issue, raise the concern, advocate on your behalf. And they're the ones that can protect us from relationships that are becoming unhealthy. So knowing how to have conflict well does both, makes our good relationships better, but also protects us from those dangerous and unhealthy relationships.
So I talk to people about money all the time, and they whisper their issues, quite often related to the spousal dynamic, and people have different values around money. They have different practices around money. So if we use that sort of as our context, I want you to explain the concept of conflict debt, which is such an appropriate metaphor when talking about money here.
It is, isn't it? Okay, well, I'm sure all of your listeners know about how painful credit card debt can become.
Yes.
So the thing that, I know I need this, I can't really afford it, so I'm going to put it on my card, that old sound we used to make with our credit cards, and then we think we're going to pay it off, but we don't, and we carry a balance, and then the interest compounds, and we can get really underwater with our credit card debt. So the exact same thing is true. We get into a conversation we know we should have. Maybe, you know, we're planning our next vacation and we think our partner's, you know, being a bit too extravagant and we should really talk about it. But it's like, oh, that's going to get into a fight and it's going to be horrible. So we put it on our card. We just leave it. We avoid the issue. But the problem is then you're going to build up resentment. And maybe you're going to build up actual debt. Mm. Booking a vacation that was too expensive, but also you're going to start to resent him or her, right? You're going to be in that situation where you're thinking, oh, that's so irresponsible, and what we could have done if we weren't under that debt. So conflict debt is this pall that we live under when there are issues we haven't resolved. And not only is it the initial issue, but then all of the resentment that builds up around it.
One of the things that I note, I mean, I have a friend who notes this because I wouldn't ever be in a position where I would ever have any conflict. But I note that sometimes we go into these conversations, even if we're willing to have them, with the deeply held belief that the other is wrong and that we are going to kind of tiptoe around it, find a way to give them feedback, find a way to win them over to our point of view. How do you navigate the right-wrong paradigm when it comes to, for example, should we spend on that vacation or not?
Yeah, so it's a very, very hard thing to accept. But first of all, particularly when we're talking about relationships, right? This is somebody you're hopefully going to be living with for the rest of your life. So whether one of you is right or wrong is really the least important question.
Right.
Is do we get to a point that's workable and that we can both feel comfortable with? So the concept I like to talk about is that there are often two truths. So in the vacation example, there's, look, you know, we need to be careful with our money. We need to make prudent choices. We need to make sure we keep our emergency slush fund where we need it. That's true. At the same time, we need to enjoy our money and we need to have experiences together that allow us to enjoy the present. And if we can get to the point of understanding that most of our fights are not about who's right and who's wrong, it's about how do we come to the best answer when both of these things are true.
You have a 3C solution. Establish a line of communication, create a connection, contribute to a solution. Let's go to your vacation example. Just briefly, what are those 3Cs look like? What do they sound like in that discussion?
Yeah, so the establish a line of communication is find a time and a place where you're willing to broach the subject. And ideally, when that's in the future. So you might say, hey, you know, I know it's getting to be time when we book our Christmas vacation. You know, I'd love to actually talk a little bit before we book it about, you know, what we think is right to do. So introduce the topic. And as you broach the subject, do it with openness. Do it with language that says, let's come to a good answer. So what you don't want to say is, you know, you are so stingy about our vacation every year. That's not a good way to start. But you might want to start with, you know, I'd love to have a conversation about how much we want to save and how much we want to enjoy ourselves. You broach it like that. And then listen. So this is how you establish this line of communication. Find a time, broach the subject as an open two-way dialogue, and then listen hard for what you get in return.
I want to ask about this contribute to a solution part. That's the third piece of it. What could that look like in the aside from just do it my way? That's the solution.
So let's go back to the two truths idea. So if you've done that, one of the ways to contribute to a solution is say, okay, I hear you. You know, we need to be careful about making sure our slush fund is at a healthy 6-month level. And I'm glad that you understand that, you know, I want to enjoy being with you. All right. So where's a place that would, you know, maybe give us an opulent experience at not an opulent price? Or maybe is there a chance where we actually have a shorter vacation at a really nice place that, you know, works for us in terms of our budget? So it's saying your point is true, my point is true. Now let's problem solve together about what are our options. And I think we get locked in these boxes, like we always go on a 7-day vacation. What if we went on a 4-day to somewhere really awesome, et cetera, et cetera. So then we can find solutions.
Ideally, the good fight leads to a new state, but sometimes it doesn't. The good fight becomes a bad fight in a horrible circumstance. What are the signs that you might need to break up with your spouse? You might need to break up with your financial advisor over something. Not, this doesn't work 1,000% of the time.
Yeah, it absolutely doesn't. And so it's really understanding that at some level, your values are so different from one another. So financial advisor is a great one. You may have a financial advisor who has this plan to make you filthy rich when you're 65, but it's requiring too many compromises at this stage. And you're somebody who believes that, you know, it's as much about balancing your experience over the next 30 years as it is having some great reward at the end. And when you get to that point of understanding that in a partner, in a financial advisor, pretty much anybody other than your kids who you can't break up with. With anybody else, you know, there's the chance to say, you know, we've really worked to understand each other. I really understand where you're coming from now. And I really am not comfortable with it. It doesn't suit me. It's not how I want to live my life. And if it's at that values level, those are legitimate reasons to go separate ways. I think the problem is we seldom get to those values, and we just kind of break up with fighting over, you know, which vacation we want to take when we didn't do the work to say, let's understand what's underneath.
We've just got 30 seconds left, but I do want to ask you, what is the conflict habit? Does that mean I get all yelly and I'm just yelly like all the time?
Yelly's bad.
No yelly?
Yelling. Well, not no yelling, but when you yell, they come back and go, hey, that's not how I wanted to handle that situation.
Right.
So if you yell, that's okay, don't worry. But the conflict habit is having smaller, lower impact conflicts more frequently. So do the hard thing more frequently, which means we don't have to get into these really ugly, yelly conflicts, you know, later.
The Good Fight is the name of the book. It's author Leanne Davey. Thank you for joining us today, Leanne. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Her focus is on organizations and teams, but I snuck her in because I knew she'd have something smart to say about personal finance.